number 32. Today, I am taking the A train away from Duke Ellington's Harlem and into East New York, Brooklyn. This beautiful, tall blonde and I are the only two Caucasians in the crowded car. With each stop, we move closer, pulled together by some unnamed force. We both know not to look at anyone too long, and even when I make eye contact with her, I pause for less than a second before rushing to read advertisements for laser surgery. I am not scared, not worried, just incredibly aware of how white, like a bleached sheet drying on a line, I feel. I want to lean closer, whisper in a cool, irresistible way for her to come to my place so we can hurry up and start making some more of us. When the train eases into the next station, the doors slide open, and this young, buffed, light-skinned black man struts onto the train wearing a Buffalo Bills number 32 Simpson jersey. And I want to know what it means to him and everyone else. Is it sweep right, O.J. gliding behind Reggie McKenzie, piling up 2,000 yards, O.J. hurtling suitcases in crowded airports for Hertz, guest starring on the Love Boat. This guy in the jersey must remember that slow-motion car chase interrupting the Knicks playoff game. O.J.'s murdered white ex-wife and the white guy who drove her home, Johnny Cochran. Me, I was working at the group home, the only white person on the payroll, with people I still call friends, when the not guilty verdict was announced. I watched Jean fall to her knees, thank Jesus, as her arms reached for the ceiling. Annette twirled in a circle, clapping so hard that sparks of sweat shot out. The two men shook hands. I wasn't quite sure why, but I realized it was a time when we couldn't say anything to each other. I walked outside, sat on the stoop, and waited for yellow buses to bring our boys back from school. Back on the subway, that guy is talking to the woman, jotting numbers on a scrap of paper, and she's smiling, touching her pretty blonde hair, folding the paper in her jacket pocket. Maybe she will call him tomorrow. They can go for drinks, or dinner, or dancing. Maybe they will fall in love, spend their honeymoon searching for the real killers.